Hey, you're tuned into Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM in downtown Toronto. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson. From City Hall, here's your community update for the week.
All right, everybody, ready? One, two, three.
Save CBD!
If you live in Toronto, there's a high chance that you visited, seen, or at the very least, heard of Sneaky D's. It's a music venue and dive bar that has been around since the late 80s, hosting Canadian indie icons like Broken Social Scene or Feist. Or even culinary treasures like Anthony Bourdain.
And then some.
You might see punk bands like, well, this one at Sneaky D's. We could have gone to the Horseshoe Tavern in Queen Wick.
It was a formative spot for Toronto's punk rock scene in the 90s, and is in the city's pop culture zeitgeist, having been featured as a hangout spot and gig venue for Sex Bomb for the Scott Pilgrim graphic novels.
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
They're on!
This next band is from Toronto.
Sneaky D's is still one of the increasingly rare, independently run rooms in the downtown core, and it could be closing. At least temporarily. In late March, a year's dormant plan to replace it with a condo building resurfaced.
Councillor Sachs, item number 3, TE33.3, 1419 to 431 yeah. College Street.
This is Sneaky D's. Hold it down, please.
An application filed by the developer, the Goldberg Group, this spring includes plans to change the site zoning and build a 16-story mixed-use development. In 2020, it was proposed to replace Sneaky D's with a 13-story condo, but the move drew backlash from locals. Now, this upscaled plan is fighting for more height and more density.
It's insane because small local businesses are being driven out in exchange for these huge, massive conglomerates that are just taking up everything in the city.
That's Sparrow Gonzalez. They were one of the many residents who packed into City Hall on Thursday to show their support for the beloved dive at Bathurst and College. Gonzalez has been visiting the spot regularly for years now.
That is my hub. That is where I met my closest friends, where I met my partner. And I've been going there for the past 2-3 years now. It's a breeding ground for local acts. I mean, I know big internationally known acts like such as Pup, Cancer Bats, Dallas Green from Alexis on Fire, like they start at Sneaks and they perform at Sneaks regularly. Also from the consumers, the people going to these shows. It's tickets at Sneaks for like 4 or 5 bands. You can pay $10 to $20 and just have like 4 hours of just live music. Art in the city is very much dying. That's no secret. Sneaky D's is just one of the places that is still keeping art alive.
A senior planner with the Goldberg Group, Clay Jansen, told city councillors at the community council meeting on Thursday, developers have been in conversation with the owners and that the relationship has been overall positive. Jansen said the developers have offered the tenants the right to return and are willing to accommodate a temporary location as construction takes place.
This development includes 1,200 square meters. It's about 13,000 square feet of non-residential gross floor area, which has been designed specifically for the future and returning tenants of this building.
But the developer's promise isn't enough for the Sneaky D's community. They want to see something binding to ensure the venue gets returned to its current form. Here's Tariq Engleton, who said he wasn't overly optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that's also wishful thinking. I don't see how they're going to have live music at the bottom. I don't think it's feasible. They'd want a pharmacy. They'd want maybe a grocery store. They'd want something that isn't going to cause noise issues.
University Rosedale resident Gonzalez gave us their thoughts as well.
Sneaky D's could occupy that space, but in order to do so, they would have to tear down the building. Building that has stood for over 30 years, despite COVID, that has closed down several buildings, despite the previous proposal from five years ago now. And it's The walls have history. The walls have a history. The booths have histories. You enter the restaurant, there's graffiti everywhere. There are stickers from bands that no longer are around, right? Bands that were disbanded 10 years ago. Those stickers still live on there. Those bands, those artists still live on.
We support that, you know, that this goes ahead, that Sneaky D's be given first right of refusal to move back in once it's done. But let's be sure that that process is done genuinely, right?
This is Jason Prolaz, who deputed on Thursday protesting the demolition. He lovingly refers to the dive as Sneaks.
We need to have Sneaks be meaningfully consulted and move it back to the corner. And let's try and also reuse or recreate some of that iconic facade as well. Let's not just make it a soulless, you know, precast or bricks put back.
By night, Prolaz is a guitarist and backup vocalist for the post-hardcore band Conversation that's been active in Toronto for the last 13 years. By day, he's an electrical engineer who works in building services consulting, which he told us basically means he helps design buildings like this one.
Toronto is a vast city, and there are plenty of other, I think, better locations to green light these kinds of, you know, larger mixed-use developments.
It's just, there's not that many places that are in the city left like that. Sure, you can find some of them, but there's no community built around them. It's like people go there, you know, for one drink and then don't show up for another 5 years to that place. Whereas Sneaky D's, they show up, they like meet people, and then they come back, and they come back, and they come back.
It's incredibly frustrating when we have a successful music venue that is so well loved. And serves so many different audiences and has done for so many years, in trouble, threatened.
That's Toronto Councillor Diane Sachs. Sneaky D's is part of her ward in University Rosedale.
I want to make sure he's heard what the community has to say, and I want to know what can we save. And does he really have to build here? If he really has to build here, what can we save? What can we save of the way it looks? What can we save about the way it sounds? Can we do anything about the cost? Because that's the other big issue. We don't have any control over commercial rents. And so even if they built the perfect venue, perfect soundproofing, beautiful walls, would Sneaky D's be able to afford to come back? Because building new stuff is more expensive. So, and again, we don't have that power. Ford won't let us do it. And we've heard over and over how important the cost of rent is to small businesses. We heard that, you know, last month when we were talking about Chinatown. How can we preserve the little businesses in Chinatown when the rent goes up? That's what kills little businesses.
The city could turn down the development in July, but Sachs said that doesn't necessarily stop the application from going through. The Ontario Land Tribunal has the power to override decisions made at the municipal level and can still approve the demolition and new development, which councillors said they'd be powerless to do anything at that stage.
The rules have been stacked against us so that almost all the time, if the city turns something down, the Ontario Land Tribunal approves it anyway, and quite often they make it worse. So it's a really high-stakes game. If we turn things down, we give up our leverage, we give up any ability to try to negotiate something better. And the one message that I've got loud and clear all the way through this process, the most important thing for the community is to save Sneaky D's, make sure that whatever happens with the building, the institution doesn't die, and that it comes back to this venue. So that's what I'm trying to make sure happens.
A decision on the future of the development has been deferred by the Community Council to July 8th and 9th. Toronto residents will have another chance to give their feedback then. We'll be continuing to follow this throughout the summer. You can find more updates at frequencynews.ca. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson. This episode was produced by myself and Kinza Safar. You're listening to this on Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM. See you next week.